Adam chapter 1, Mishnah 2, Amar Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda, Barishon, at first, Hayu Oikrin or Mashalichin Lifnaim. They would uproot them and throw before them. And what they're talking about over here is on the 15th of Adar when they went out and they found that people didn't do anything about the Kilaim. There were still mixed seeds growing over there. So the messengers, the emissaries of the Beis Din would uproot and throw out the Kilaim. They would throw it before them. Mishirabu Ovre Avera, but when they saw that the transgressors increased, because this strategy of theirs of uprooting the kilaim and throwing it before them didn't work so well, because people thought they were happy. You're weeding my field, and they would take it and they would feed it to the animals. So it didn't work. It didn't work at all. So then what they do was so then they would take it and they would throw it on the roads, so that the owners wouldn't benefit from the, you know, from what they threw away. But people were still happy because, okay, so we're not getting benefit from fodder, but we still got our fields weeded over there. So then what they did was they decreed that the entire field should be uprooted, should be declared ownerless, and the Beis Din have the power to do that. They have the power to confiscate property, and they would uproot the whole entire field. So that was when things got really serious and people weren't listening, that's the punishment that they instituted.